But first, I wanted to have Adam Roberts from the WTMJ newsroom join us right off the bat because interesting things happening at our local brewery at Molson Coors. A strike with the machinist and aerospace workers yesterday. Adam joins us to give us the latest. Adam, first, thanks for taking the time.
Not a problem, Jeff. Happy to be here.
Yes. So, did you talk to any of the union members yesterday to kind of get their personal insights as to why they're striking?
I did. So today, Friday, is now day three of this strike, which began on Wednesday. It involves about 43 machinists who are unionized under IAMAW. I talked with a couple of those striking workers on Thursday. One of them's named Jose Flores, and he shared some insight on what exactly the machinists are striking over.
It was basically just trying to get fair contract communication so we can work together with the company and get on the same page, basically. Not even necessarily wages, but work-life balance and stuff that is important with us and our families and a lot of different, you know, insurance issues, just, you know, stuff like that.
So, Jeff, we've seen a lot of strikes in other industries. We just had the port strike.
Yeah.
Have a tentative solution. Now UAW's threatening again, and a lot of that is over wage growth. But this strike feels much more about the fringe benefits of the position, having more vacation time, having better insurance policies, and that seems to be what the difference is right now.
Yeah. So from the consumer lens, do you see or did you hear about any potential supply chain disruptions or reduced production?
So I reached out to Molson Coors, and their comms director sent me a statement saying in part that they do not anticipate, due to the number of employees striking versus the grander Molson Coors brewery we have here in Milwaukee, they do not, at least at this point, anticipate supply issues. However, it is, again, just day three.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, when these strikes take longer, we start to see those impacts grow. At least, though, right now, they are not expecting any major consumer product availability issues.
So no price impact then you expect? I mean, you know, people always hear this and they're like, oh, I just saw at my grocery store, the prices went up, and they want to blame it on a strike.
My instinct is telling me, having covered these kinds of strikes in the past, that probably not.
Yeah. Okay. And then I always got to ask about consumer sentiment. You know, that there's Milwaukee and Miller. There's a brand loyalty here. Brand loyalty isn't what brand loyalty used to be, but still, you know, consumers have a lot of choice. Do you think this would impact that choice from a consumer standpoint?
I'm not sure. I mean, historically, the 1953 massive brewery strike in Milwaukee, while it did do damage to our position as the capital of brewing,
right.
I mean, we're still Brew City, so clearly we rebounded from that. I did ask Flores about showing solidarity during the movement.
I understand that contractually they might not be able to, being in different unions, but it's always good to have support from every area of it, you know, of every avenue of people who just want fair contract work practices, you know.
So I had asked him if he was expecting any other brewery workers to join and for those ranks to grow, and he said, you know, because of union contracts, that might not legally be possible, but again, to his sentiment, he's hoping that the grander community will come and support.
Yeah. And any broader industry impacts?
I would say it's too early to tell.
Yeah.
Again, we're in day three. I would say as time moves on and if more employees do begin to show, whether it's Miller or others, I mean, Miller is not the only brewing industry we have in the city, and
yeah,
it is an interesting time both for large and craft brewing as well when it comes to workers' rights. So we will see, but I think it's too early to tell it right now.
Very good. Adam Roberts from the WTMJ Newsroom joining us first up this morning on The Upswing. Appreciate your insights and enjoy the rest of the day.
You as well, Jeff.